tonight is, in fact, the celebration of the first night of Hanukkah, and that's the good news and the bad news. The good news is that we are celebrating the first night of Hanukkah. The bad news is, in a sense, is that it is juxtaposed. It's at the same time as the first night of Christmas. Why is that bad news? Because typically, I shouldn't say typically, but a lot of times people think that Hanukkah is nothing more than Jewish Christmas. And this sort of reinforces that. The fact of the matter is that Hanukkah and Christmas are only temporally related and not at all philosophically or theologically related at all.
How is the date chosen? Because I know sometimes it's almost in November.
You know, it's really interesting because the Jewish calendar, the Hebrew calendar, is a lunar calendar. And so the holidays tend to shift around a little more. A couple of years ago, it was as early as almost Thanksgiving. And this year, it's almost, it is at the time of Christmas. So that there is a certain mobility and flexibility based on the lunar calendar.
And I was talking with Wayne Gilbert earlier. I took a class from him one time. So there is a kind of a hierarchy of sacredness that Hanukkah's not hitting the high holy.
There's you're absolutely correct. In the world of the Jewish chagim or holidays, the Hanukkah has not been treated with enough respect. Why? Because it's a post-biblical holiday. That is to say, nowhere in the Old Testament is Hanukkah mentioned. It's mentioned, of course, in the Apocrypha, but it is not a biblical holiday. It does, however, represent a holiday that has an enormous importance, not necessarily because it is biblical, or I should say post-biblical, but it does represent the resilience and the importance that this holiday has for the Jewish people. It does represent a defeat of the few over the many. When the Assyrians desecrated our temple, and the miracle of one cruse or one little vial of oil lasted 8 days really underscores the importance of the spirit and the of the Jewish people and our unwillingness to be assimilated.
Okay. How long have people in Rapid City been doing this?
Well, this menorah or the Chanukiah or the candelabra has been really gifted to us by Stan Adelstein, Senator Adelstein, and the story of Hanukkah in this area really goes back well into the early days of the Cold War. As Stan recounts, at Ellsworth Air Force Base, there was a candelabra, a menorah that was erected near the runway where the B-52s would take off, and it would be the last thing that the airmen saw when they left Ellsworth, and it was also the first thing they saw when they came back. So the celebration of Hanukkah here in Rapid City really dates back well into the early days of the Cold War, and even before that when the early Jews came to town.